If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Jason Bishop today running the three-man show. I assume EB will be back tomorrow. He was in Kansas City for a volleyball tournament. So we'll have EB back in studio tomorrow. Big story in college football over the weekend. The University of Tennessee had a quarterback named Nico Iamaliava.
Yeah, California kid.
He was the number three high school prospect coming out. Sat under Joe Milton for a year, and then last year helped Tennessee get all the way to number eight in the rankings. They got to the college football playoff, lost in the first round to Ohio State 42-17. So they had a really good year. He was apparently making $2.1 million to play quarterback. And apparently it wasn't good enough. Word came out that he wanted double.
Went up to $4 million.
I wrote a chapter in our book, Still Barking, Never Asked for Double. He asked for double, and Tennessee said, bye-bye, right. Don't want you anymore.
Yep.
There are some reports that the coach at Oregon may have tipped off Josh Heupel, who's the head coach at Tennessee, that he had heard that Iamaliava and his dad were seeking more money, and kind of to their credit, I guess, Josh Heupel in Tennessee said, not interested, and cut the cord.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about a school finally standing up and saying, you know what? You're not worth this.
Look, if you're paying
We're not going to pay you what you want.
It's a new age, obviously, with NIL. And if you feel like a player is not worth $4 million, you're willing to pay him $2 million, you have to part ways. I don't have a problem with what Tennessee did.
I don't have a problem with what Tennessee did.
You're being held for ransom, basically.
I feel icky about it all.
Because
I don't like it. It's pro sports now. Is pro sports. It sucks. I think as a fan, it sucks. Maryland's going to have an all-new starting five next year. And it's going to be like that probably every season. It's going to be rare that you're going to have players that are going to stick around for a while if they're very good.
Right. Until the rules change.
College football may be a little different because you have to be in a program for, you know, before you can go to the pros for a few years. So you may get to know the players a little bit better. But I have no concept of how much guys are getting paid in general. And then does every player get paid? What is the third receiver on Tennessee make?
Probably a decent amount of money. I would guess all of those guys are getting paid something. I mean, you're not going to have your quarterback making $2.1 million and your third or fourth string wideout making zero.
Well,
all those guys have to get paid.
The players get a stipend. All right, every single college athlete gets a stipend going towards. So that goes towards like your cost of living and wherever, if you're having an apartment to pay rent. All right, so that, but that's separate from NIL. NIL, I mean, I don't think every single player gets NIL.
Yeah, as an NIL individual deals.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Name, image, and likeness of the third receiver, Cakes.
No, but the third receiver might get something.
Okay,
especially if they're highly recruited.
How about your backup right guard?
I'm just talking about walk-ons.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, your third string right guard. I don't know how much they're getting, if they're getting anything. But the fact that Tennessee said, this is what you're worth, this is what we think you're worth, and your camp is coming asking for double, sorry, buddy. Hit the road. He missed the practice right before the spring game.
Right.
I mean, the spring game's a pretty big deal in some of these schools.
They're basically saying, go see if you can get this elsewhere, because we're going to move on without you.
Well, correct. He might if he was, you know, if he's as good as he was at least coming out of high school.
Right. He wasn't that good last year.
I don't like it. You can chime in at 800-636-1067. I don't know what it is. I understand it's not amateur anymore, but maybe it's just, you know, 54 years old, and for years and years, you would have that argument that maybe the college players should get paid. Mm-hmm. Now they're getting paid, like, to hold a team hostage. If he's getting paid $2 million, that's pretty good for a college athlete. Okay.
It's a lot of money.
And then he holds a team hostage. I don't like it. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. How do you feel about it? College athlete.
I love the fact that Tennessee said F you. Look, if he had a better season than he did, he really didn't have a great season. Mm-hmm. He was a highly recruited kid. He entered Tennessee early. He enrolled in December of 22. He, he was behind Joe Milton, a very highly recruited kid. But he was terrible in the Ohio State game in the playoff. He was really bad. He didn't put up great numbers. If he had put up better numbers, they might have said, yeah, you're worth it.
Offensively, they were carried by their running back.
You're worth $4 million if he had put up better numbers. Yeah, he clearly didn't.
He was 14 for 31, 104 yards passing loss to Ohio State.
Yeah, and they got embarrassed. But I think more schools should stand up to some of these athletes, because who knows who was in his camp. I mean, I know it's his father, but I'm sure he's got some sort of an agent or multiple agents that are asking for this increase in money. Look, if you're not worth it, we're not paying you.
I don't like it at all. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but I remember when it got to the college football playoff and the rankings at the end of the year, more than half of the guys who were starting quarterbacks were transfers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's going to be the norm going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Do you like that, Cakes?
I mean, I don't love it, but this is what college sports is going to be now.
I understand what it is, but what's your opinion?
I don't love it. I mean, you like getting to know, like, teams as they used to, like, play for 2 or 3 years together. But those days are over. Guys are just going to transfer. They're going to hit the portal, like, in huge numbers. We just saw it this past season where more guys are in the portal than weren't. It's just the new way of digesting college athletics.
There needs to be more rules, because there's no rules. And if there's not going to be rules, then the players are going to take advantage of it. We already talked about the fact that, you know, we don't like the college basketball players being able to play at 4 or 5 different schools in 5 years. I think there's got to be a penalty for transferring more than once. And if they don't do that, then of course, you know, kids are going to transfer to another school for if they're making 50 grand, they're getting offered 150 grand. Of course, they're going to bounce and go to another school. And college quarterbacks, especially at the SEC level, I mean, they're going to be making tons of money. And if they're good, they're going to be making, you know, not what starting quarterbacks make in the NFL, but certainly what backups make.
Carson Beck got $4 million from Miami after he left Georgia.
Yeah.
$4 million.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't fault Carson Beck for leaving and taking that money and transferring.
Yeah, but if Carson Beck held out right now and said, I'm going to hit the portal in the spring, that would be a huge issue.
Right.
The same with Nico. I mean, this is why, like, there's so much family involved and just nonsense of people not involved in directly in the sport. Nico tried, reports are that Nico tried to hold out of the playoffs. People said it wasn't going to happen. It's happening. He wanted more money just to compete in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He renegotiated after the season for $2.4 million. Had that going forward, and now in the springtime, he tries to hold them hostage by thinking, well, you don't have any options. You got to pay me. And thank God, Heupel said, see you later.
By the way, do these, I don't know this.
I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Do these guys, do they sign, like, contracts with the, like, how does it work?
Yeah.
They sign a contract with the school?
I don't know. Like, there's, like, no physical contract, right?
You can think the portal anytime.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if they actually...
They need to fix the system. It stinks. I mean, look, the national championship game last year was Will Howard against Riley Leonard, mm-hmm. if you just look at the quarterbacks. They're both transfers.
Right.
They both played 4 years at one school.
So
I might be botching Riley Leonard's amount of years he was in at his previous school, but
he was at Duke.
I think Will Howard was 4 years at Kansas State, right?
Yep.
And maybe three. And then they basically say, hey, I'm a free agent.
Yeah.
Come give me money. I don't know.
These deals feels are so icky. High dollar. They're multi-million dollar deals. They can't just be handshake deals. Like, how can he just go to Josh Heupel and the coaching staff and say, you know what? This $2.1 million is not enough. I need four. They should be able to look at a piece of paper and say, well, you agreed to play this season for this amount of money. Like,
but it's a holdout like a pro.
Yeah, pros have contracts too, and okay. they hold out.
All right,
yeah.
So they're just applying that to NIL.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, I think there are.
I mean, it is what it is.
I think there are contracts, yeah, maybe they're 1 year deals.
They should just strip the name college off of football and basketball. These are professional athletes now. They're professional athletes just on a lower level.
And
these are not college sports anymore.
I'm sure that when we get to the college football playoffs this year and we just look at the quarterbacks, half of them are going to be transfers again.
Right.
It's getting out of hand.
And in college basketball.
It's getting out of hand.
I mean, I know that Maryland has a new coach, but it's a whole new team.
Right.
Whole new team.
Well, it's not just going to be at Maryland. It's going to be at a lot of different schools.
Yeah, and it's probably harder for, you know, if you're a huge Terp fan, it's probably harder to root for them because you're just not familiar with these players that are coming in every single year or bouncing every single year. It's probably harder to pull for kids that you just don't know.
Well, totally. the kids don't have the passion for the school
zero passion.
Like Gravis Vasquez loved Maryland, mm-hmm. and that was why he was so fun to root for.
Yeah, beloved.
Like, John Gilchrist loved Maryland and loved Gary. Like, that's not going to happen anymore.
Right.
They're mercenaries.
Yeah, yep. You're not going to have a guy that's going to come and play for 3 or 4 years that's any good. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have an NBA draft prospect level player that's going to come to College Park as a freshman. Now, I mean, to even play more than 1 year, if you're like a top 10 pick, of course you're going to go pro. But yeah, those days of like the Gilchrist and the Gravises staying for multiple years, they're done.
The thing about college sports is, and what's so different about it than pro sports is that the tradition of it, the passion of the fan base that you're rooting for the name on the front and not on the back, and now it's just been individualized. Like the almost like the NBA, where you have superstars that are bigger than the team. It's happening in college where the player is bigger than the school that they're playing for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that just takes away the whole purpose of college sports.
It makes me less interested. It does.
It's hard. It's hard. I understand that. I mean, once they start playing and they're huge games, you kind of try and forget about that. But the NCAA needs to install a couple things. One, there has to be a penalty for transferring more than once. There just has to be. And there's got to be a salary cap. Now, there's kind of one now with this revenue sharing that there's only a certain amount of money a school can put towards a program, football, basketball, baseball, lacrosse, whatever. But there's got to be a salary cap for the player. And if you sign a contract, you've got to abide by that contract.
Let's go to.
You can't renegotiate after 1 year. You can't do it. If you try, there's got to be a lawsuit.
Let's go to Caleb. He's calling in from Knoxville. He's a student at Tennessee. What's up, Caleb? Good morning.
What's up, Casey? And how are the yellow junkies with you guys?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Are you a student down there?
Yeah, I'm a Nova boy, but uh-huh. I got the in-state tuition, so I decided to come down.
Okay, all right, good. So what are the students saying down there in Knoxville?
Well, I think the whole fan base in Knoxville is like super pissed off right now with Nico because when the Tennessee fan base is like so passionate, and if you can get behind their good side, like when Hendon Hooker went on that series 2 years ago, that was amazing, and all of Knoxville was behind it. But right now with Nico, it's like if you go on Tennessee social media, it is just a show. They're all screaming at him, and I'm disappointed because I went to the Ohio State game. And I was disappointed in that. And I just bought a jersey thinking he was going to be a homegrown guy, like someone who actually like stayed the years and was going to be a part of this program. And I'm just disappointed, man.
Yeah, he's done. He's gone. I don't know if they can go out and get a kid from the portal now, but what's their backup quarterback situation looking like?
I think it was a 4-star, some white guy that I don't think is going to be that great. So.
All right.
That's funny.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that your school did that. I'm glad they stood up to him and said, you're not worth $4 million. He wasn't even that good that last year. Now, maybe he gets better, but in some of the big games, he wasn't that good.
Yeah, he wasn't that great. I would rather go with someone new. All right, I got to go because I got to get class, but it's great talking to you. Let's go.
All right, thanks. 50's
all the way. 50's all the way.
Yeah, sorry to inconvenience you.
Thanks for sneaking us in on the way to Econ 101.
Get to your 750 class.
Takes a class that early.
He might not be smart.
Caleb, what are you doing, man?
Doing 7:30 classes.
Classes before 8 a.m.? Rookie.
Especially on a Monday.
Must be a freshman.
Yeah.
Gotta be. But thanks for the call. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, and I think you're probably going to see more of these stories.
All right, let's go to Michael. He wants to weigh in. Michael, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Junks. Good morning, fellas.
Yep.
Two quick points I want to make. First thing, shout out to Josh Heupel in Tennessee for basically saying, you know what, dude, you can go. We are not paying you $4 million. It's not like a max contract for a college player. And, you know, like, I think it was one of y'all said it. He did not play that good against Ohio State last year in the playoff, i.e. that's how they lost 42-17. And then another thing is, do you guys think this would have been a big deal if it wasn't like an SEC school or a Power 5 conference? Like, let's say it was like one of these small conference schools or small institutions. So those were like some things I said. And then for the last caller, yeah, he's definitely a rookie, man. No such thing as Monday morning class when I was in college at all. Hell no.
If it was a smaller conference, you wouldn't hear about it as much.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be, well, the one, the it money wouldn't be wouldn't as much be as, money.
Correct. The money wouldn't be as big.
But let's be real. The smaller conferences and the smaller programs, if they have really good players, they're getting gobbled up by the bigger ones.
Yeah, I mean, you're here.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're, you're friends with Caputo at GW. Let's say GW has a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bigger programs are going to get them in the transfer portal.
Yeah, they're going to swoop in.
Correct.
That's just the way of the world. I mean, the richer teams are going to be able to throw more money at the players, and they're going to gravitate towards the schools that have more money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with the kids making some money. I just think there's got to be more rules, because right now there's no rules. There's none. I mean, you can go wherever you want for as much money as you want. And you can transfer as much as, you know, five times if you want. Now you're the COVID year will disappear because everyone got that extra COVID year. Because a lot of schools just weren't even playing. So that's going to disappear soon. So they're going to have less time. You're going to have 5 years to play four, I assume, if I'm doing the math correct. But they've got to establish some rules where you can't transfer every single year and play that same year.
Can you only play four? Because all these guys, you know, I mentioned Will Howard. It was his fifth year. He employed the COVID year?
I assume he had the COVID year.
I think he had 4 years at K-State.
Yeah, so he had 5 years to play because he added the COVID year. Usually you have 5 years to play four, but maybe there's injury caveats.
Right.
There was the COVID caveat. If you're a grad school student, you can play if you're in the grad school. So there's a lot of different rules, but now that the COVID year is gone, you're not going to see as many kids transfer or playing 6 years as opposed to five.
I don't like it, but it is the way it's going to be probably moving forward.
Yep, better
it's
get
probably
used to
the
it.
Tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. You can also hit us up on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Still to come on the show, we've got Tarik El-Bashir to talk Caps. Will they be ready for the playoffs? That's coming up at 8 o'clock. And Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel to talk more Masters here on the Jump.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. I believe you're on mic. What did you say?
There was a murder in my neighborhood, probably 500 yards from my house.
I heard like a body was found in the parking lot of Harris Teeter.
You have been, the Harris Teeter is in the same shopping center of the restaurant you went to meet someone not too long ago. That's the exact same shopping center.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
What happened? Do they know?
Still up in the air. It was a... I know this. The victim was a high school junior, 16 years old.
Terrible.
Went to Riverside High School. I do know that. I'm not going to say his name, but he was shot in an apartment complex near the Harris Teeter. And I'm not sure if he drove the car or if someone else drove him to the shopping center. I guess he was looking for help. And he never made it out of the car. He died in the car. It's a huge story. It was the number one story on NBC4. Yeah, there was a murder in my neighborhood, Ashburn, Virginia, Saturday night at 6 at 6 o'clock, by the way.
Right.
Can you imagine how many people were at the Harris Teeter at 6 o'clock?
I mean, it had to be packed, I would guess.
And this car rolls in with a kid with a gunshot?
Yeah.
Man, times are crazy.
Such a serious topic, and it was about to lead into a more fun topic, Jason Bishop.
Yeah. I was telling Drab during the break, and I didn't realize my mic was on. Sorry.
Here's a little question for you.
You can lighten it up now, JP.
How little is too little when it comes to clothes at the gym? So there was a gym owner debating during a recent radio appearance about women who were showing up very scantily clad. You're seeing more kind of like bikini type tops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really see bikini tops. I'll see, you know, yoga tops. Is that too small or is it appropriate? I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. You guys are going to the mill, right? Valdez and Drab?
Yeah.
Do you see women showing off their midriff all the time, right? That's not a, I don't find that to be a big deal.
Probably standard, right?
Yeah. They wear the short yoga pants mm-hmm. and then a top.
Like a sports bra, I'm going to be honest, deal.
It's a little bit more serious there and less attention seeking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there might be a few, but for the most part, people are there serious about like building muscle.
Right, they want to get a real workout in.
I don't find their Instagram.
I don't find those outfits attention seeking. Like that's workout gear.
Come on, it's attention seeking. Come on, you can work out in plenty of clothes. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not judging. I might even admire it. But you can't tell me that's not attention seeking. People are working out for decades without those clothes.
You're kind of showing off your body when you're wearing that.
You think those scrunchy butt yoga shorts are for
I don't know. I go to a big gym. I go to a big gym, and if you were to look at classes of like my wife teaches classes, it would be 45 women, 50 women in there. Most of them are wearing that type of stuff. It's just Lululemon gear.
But there's a difference between Lululemon and basically
nothing.
Bikini bottoms and bikini tops.
I don't really see bikini tops.
Bras. Just if you're just working out in a sports bra, there's a difference between that and then a regular tank top,
right?
Or spandex tank top.
Yeah, I don't see that very often. What I see is like in that New York Post article, which Drab linked us to. I'll see outfits like that. I think that's pretty common. But
what percentage,
I go to a big gym.
What percentage of these girls should be wearing that?
Probably 20%.
20%? The other 80% should be wearing a lot more clothes?
Maybe. I mean, it depends.
It probably just depends on who it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's probably gone too far. You say something about it and you get labeled a sexist or mind your own business or whatever, but it is it can be distracting. I don't know like what's really appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can literally see the butt crack.
You don't know the proper etiquette.
So if they think that people aren't looking, that's exactly what they're doing.
Right.
They are looking. Everyone's trying to be respectful of it, but you are definitely showing off. You can't tell me. You can't convince me otherwise.
I think if you're wearing an outfit like that, you want people looking at you at the gym. Like it just seems like that's a no-brainer,
it's
right?
It's not for comfort.
Yeah, it's attention seeking.
But you can't look because you never know who's got a camera on
you. Of course.
I know. I don't want to be in a Joey Swole video.
You don't want to be the gym perv.
Yeah, I don't need to be in a video where it says Stitch incoming.
Right. he has the little cuts in his eyebrow, the big swole dude.
Yeah.
Look, this article in New York Post, though, has, you know, an outfit like that. All I'm saying, there are dudes that wear, you know, tiny little tank tops, big muscle heads the little tank top. So it's like,
well,
it's kind of like fair play.
Yeah, well, first off, those guys are kind of jokes too, but that started, guys were just wearing that stuff for other guys. Like, whereas the guys are showing off their muscles to other guys, not for attention from the opposite sex.
Yeah. Don't try and bully me.
Yeah.
Look at my big muscles.
Because I'm going to guess most girls, they don't care about a big, ripped guy who's wearing the world's tiniest tank top. They're gonna look at him and kind of laugh at
that's
him.
That's a competition between the bros. That's
right,
what it's
a
all
bro
about.
Thing. Yeah.
We know that women don't care about that. Yeah, I'm not trying to be in one of those videos. And in fact, I don't even want to talk to women at the gym because I think that they think I'm trying to be a pervert.
Right.
So I don't even acknowledge the women at the gym.
I don't even look at them.
I hear you.
Because I don't want them thinking I'm a
pervert.
You're
going to be on one of those, like, they have their phone over here. You don't realize it.
Right.
Then you're going to be featured on a video and you're a creep. And you 100%. Don't want that. Can't have it. Fall into the thirst trap in the gym, Drab.
Here's what one of the females in the article said. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Said, we don't say anything when men have tank tops with their nipples out. or to be topless because we can't look at men as sex objects. Stop blaming women for males' inability to control themselves.
Well, you know what?
I think she actually makes a good point.
Stop wearing tight shorts and then going up the Stairmaster with your ass out like this. Just, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So
that's constant.
You want to regulate their shorts so they can't be too tight.
Well,
or the yoga pants.
Hey, don't get me
wrong.
Are
yoga pants okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are probably.
Well, there's a difference between, like I said, yoga pants and then shorts that barely cover your cheeks.
Hey, look, guys can be douchebags too, JP. There's plenty of them out there.
Sure.
And those guys, you know, primping in the mirror at the gym, they're losers too.
A lot of people look, I still wear... I still wear like and one shorts at the gym. So.
Oh, well, that's. I mean, you should get
I don't have
you should get goofed
shorts
on for that.
But I'm saying generally I've got old, big, baggy clothes.
Big, like shorts, like down to your knees, like Fab Five level shorts.
No, not quite that bad. But I do have some.
Jalen Rose.
Yeah, you can't have those.
I have some, like I think the University of Maryland sent us years ago. Pretty big shorts. I don't really care. But I do see a lot of women wearing clothes similar to that. That's there. And I don't know that they're all attention seeking because a lot of them are moms. I've seen 60-year-old women wearing stuff like that.
That Jalen Rose commercial is pretty funny. I don't know what the is it AT&T? What is the actual commercial?
Not sure.
Where he's wearing the long ass shorts. He's trying to get his coworkers to wear the same ones. And they said, yeah, we feel a little weird.
Yeah, it's a weird look in 2025.
But yeah, it's
in the
funny.
90s it was
of course
fashion forward.
Yeah. 1993, that's what you had to wear.
It was the thing.
Maybe you should just embrace it, though. Would you rather them all come in like baggy, gray, big old sweatpants?
Right. Or come in like an Amish dress to work out the... Probably not.
You just got to watch.
I'm not looking
medium
at them either way, so yeah, it doesn't really matter
just
to
happy
me.
Medium. Just wear regular clothes to the gym.
Just wear regular clothes. Yeah. I don't understand.
You don't need to wear a bikini to the gym, but you also don't need to wear like a business suit to the gym.
Well, the one guy's calling it a bikini, at least. I've not seen anybody wearing a bikini top. Do you?
No, like sports bra. That's very common, is women wearing just like a sports bra.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you should probably enjoy it.
No, but Drab's right. You can't enjoy it because if you enjoy it, you get in trouble.
Well, just for a split second.
Oh, they
just be normal.
They catch you. They'll catch you.
You want all you want all the guys enjoying your wife at the gym?
I mean, it doesn't really bother me.
Well, that's probably the last thing he thinks about.
I mean, you know, if it happened, like, well, what's the consequence?
There is none. No, that was just a question. I'm not saying what's right or wrong. It's your opinion. It's your, you know.
You know what? You should want people to look at your wife. Because if they're not looking at your wife, you're married to a big fatty.
I agree.
You want all those dudes looking at her.
It has to be a line for etiquette somewhere. I'm not saying one or another, but why not wear those shorts to church? It's probably more comfortable than... wearing slacks?
Yeah, I mean, you're in God's house there. That's probably not a great call.
Who's to say where the line is these days?
That's though? It's a very good point.
It's all blurred.
Yeah, but that's a gym, and you're talking about gym outfits. Like, this is another picture that's in that article. It's a gym outfit.
Yeah. Well, everyone's going to look at that girl.
Yeah, even if she was wearing the big baggy clothes.
Even drab.
Let's go to Dupree calling in. Dupree, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Dupree.
My comment is, hi. I think there should be a medium. They're doing a little bit too much. I'm from, like, the miniskirt days, and that was a little bit much for people back then. I mean, it's okay that you have a nice body and that you're young and you're sexy, but to show all your goods just because, nah.
Just because you can?
Nah. Just because you can, like, yeah. Just because you can wear something doesn't mean you should wear it. Because a lot of young girls that are in their 20s and stuff, just because they think they're in their 20s, they think they can throw on, like, something short. and really it's like, no. And then you have some older women that really have nice bodies that still can fit into a bikini. But would I wear a bikini? Not really, even though I could. And I probably still look nice in one. But, nah, it's just a matter of class. I mean, you know, nobody wants to see a woman's butt out like that, and nobody wants to see a man's butt out like that. Nobody wants to see big, big muscles and little teeny tiny shirts. Yeah. I mean, to each his own, but in my opinion, let's just be, you know, let's be a little classy.
So wear something
for modesty. We understand. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Supreme.
Yeah, just a little bit. You can be sexy and all that, but you don't have to show your ass. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You can say that.
You can say that.
Thank you, Dupree.
Thanks, Dupree.
You're doing a terrible joke. I thought she really had something to say. She was doing a horrible, sophomoric, like, third grade joke that definitely would have got dumped.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a 100% chance.
I'm guessing it already did.
Well, Valdez is he's ready over there. He's got his finger on the trigger.
I was looking it up. Do you want the punchline?
No, I don't. I don't think
it's that bad.
I don't want it.
Hey, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the Purple Heart Foundation.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Coming up top of the hour, 8 o'clock, Tark El Bashir will join us. We'll talk Caps. They lost a couple over the weekend to Columbus. Saturday was 7-0. Now, they didn't play a lot of their guys. Yesterday, they lost again, though Ovi scored. We were wondering if you should be worried about these Capitals as they get ready for the playoffs. They did, you know, clinch the Metro, clinch the best record in the Eastern Conference. They won't win the President's Trophy for the best record in the regular season. That'll go to Winnipeg. But we'll talk to Tark El Bashir coming up at 8 o'clock about that. A lot of news coming out of Chicago with Ben Johnson, now the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. And Caleb Williams recently said that the team became very annoyed in the locker room with Matt Eberflus after the Hail Mary loss. And that basically the Hail Mary loss broke the team. If you go back to that game, Chicago was 4-2, I believe, entering that game. And after they lost via Hail Mary to the Commanders, they won on a horrific losing streak.
Yeah.
Now, most people thought Eberflus was a bit of a joke all along, but what really stood out to me in that game, and I remember talking about it the next day, Quinn after the game said it wasn't just the Hail Mary, it was the plays before the Hail Mary. And a lot of his players said the same thing. Eberflus, when asked about it, dismissed it all and said, it just comes down to stopping the Hail Mary.
Yeah. So are the players criticizing Eberflus because he didn't factor in the play before that where Terry McLaurin was basically uncovered?
They gave him 10 yards.
Yeah, they gave him a free 10 or 14 yards, whatever it was. Or are they pissed off of how he described the Hail Mary and Stevenson? Was it Tyreek Stevenson?
I think that's right, yeah.
The kid who was, you know, yapping to the crowd.
He was jawing with the crowd, and then he came over late on the Hail Mary. And he's the one that actually tipped the ball to Noah Brown.
Right.
If you look at the replay.
I mean, he was the main part of that loss.
Yeah, he was a big part of it.
Right? He was the main part of that loss, man, because he's over there yapping to the crowd, and he should be covering Noah Brown, and he wasn't. He got there late, and like you said, instead of just knocking the ball down, he tipped it. So
Caleb wasn't that specific. Here's the quote. He says, how Eberflus handled it at the time for that game was, I think, one of the things that throughout the locker room people talked about and were annoyed by.
Mm-hmm.
But that team did go into a
super. Well, maybe he was talking about how what Eberflus said in the locker room as opposed to the media.
Could be.
Possible. I think he entered that season on the hot seat.
Yeah, he was a bad head football coach.
He wasn't that much. He wasn't a good head football coach.
He was a bad head football coach. He ended up getting another job. Who's he working for now?
Isn't he the DC in Dallas now?
Is it Dallas?
I think that's right. I'll have to double check. But that team went into a full-blown death spiral after that loss.
And let's
be real. That was the first of 10 losses. And in that span, they lost by 20 to Arizona. They scored 3 points against New England. And then, drab, this is a shameful game in week 17. Now, your Seahawks did get a win. A 6-3 win over the Bears. Now, that's probably the ugliest game just from looking at a score on the entire 2024 slate.
Well, but props to you. I blocked that one out from memory.
But still a win. Yeah. It's a dub. You'll take it.
Again, let's be real. Caleb was a big part of the problem.
He was.
He underperformed. Even in that Commanders game, if you remember, I think in the first half he threw for 30 yards.
He passed for 131 yards.
No, but in the first half, if you remember, it was like 30 yards. And then he just got hot in the last two drives.
Yep.
And the second to the last drive, they drove down the field, and remember, Eberflus, I'm putting this on Eberflus now, Shane Waldron was the offense coordinator. They handed it off to the big offensive lineman. Yes. They got down to the one-yard line. It was either third and one from the one-yard line or fourth and goal from the one-yard line. And instead of giving it to Swift, who had ripped off a long touchdown run earlier in the game and was averaging 8 yards a pop. They're like, how about we hand it to this big, fat offensive lineman who's lined up as a fullback?
That's called he tried to galaxy brain it.
And then he fumbled it.
Yeah.
He fumbled it.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason.
And then, look, I think Washington went three and out, punted the ball. Caleb led them down. And so he played well for two drives. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the game, he was garbage.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of pressure on him in year two with Ben Johnson there. They're going to expect that offense to be a lot better because they've upgraded the offensive line to give him more time. So he's not running around for like a chicken with his head cut off, running for his life.
Some of that self-inflicted because he held on to the ball.
A lot of that, yeah.
But he was sacked, 70 times?
So
he was sacked a ton.
There's going to be big pressure on him in year two to look a lot better than he did in year one.
Yeah. So that said, for a rookie, if you erased all the expectations and you said, these are the numbers my rookie quarterback's going to give you, you'd probably take it because he didn't throw hardly any interceptions. What was it? Was it 20 touchdowns, 6 picks, something like that?
20 and 6. But, I mean, if you just watched him play, this is one where you have to just take the stats and put them aside and just watch some of the way he played as a rookie. And you just say he has to be exponentially better in year two. And I feel like he will be better with Ben Johnson at the helm.
Because he definitely showed flashes.
Yeah, Shane Waldron.
What I'd say is he showed flashes because even in that Commanders game, if you just looked at the last two drives, you'd be like, okay, he's pretty good. But I remember it was just horrific in the first half.
I would love to know what Eberflus, if he said anything, said to Tyreek Stevenson after that game in the locker room privately. I would love to know that.
I would hope he would say, what the F do you think you're doing?
Yes.
Like you just can't.
And there are some coaches. Coaches that would say to the media, "Look, Tyreek can't be doing that."
Right.
I mean, he cost us the game.
Sure.
But he didn't. That's not what Eberflus said.
But look, Eberflus
said we played that like we had practiced. Mm-hmm. That's the way we practiced to play the Hail Mary, and that's just untrue. Because in practice, Tyreek Stevenson is not off to the side, almost out of the end zone talking to the crowd.
He's one of a long line of guys who should never have been elevated to be a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, he was a bad coach.
Like his ceiling is defensive coordinator. Should never have been a head coach. Terrible head coach.
That said, he was butt unlucky because you run that Hail Mary play.
True.
He's kind of right in a way because you just got to knock it down.
Right.
Instead, he tipped it, and it goes to Noah Brown.
True, but the play before that,
yes,
you've got to cover McLaurin.
Yeah, you don't want to concede that.
Yeah,
and I think they played
at least
it differently.
With one guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, just
you don't let him have the sidelines.
Correct. And I believe you've got to rush more people than they did on the Hail Mary throw, where Jaden Daniels danced around for 20 seconds.
Yeah, he had forever. He had forever to launch the ball.
I think it was 12.87 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to. He's not going to run for a touchdown.
No.
Rush like six guys. Force him out of the pocket. He's not going to run. So he's going to throw it, and he's going to throw it in 3 seconds versus 13. That was a complete fiasco. He should have been fired the next minute after losing that game.
Commanders get the Bears at home again this season.
Yeah, well.
Schedules will be coming out soon. Got the draft in less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks.
Then the schedule comes out. It's good. It's a good time.
Yeah, I thought the Bears were going to have a much better year last year. I would expect them to this year, but they're in a tough division.
Oh, they're in a brutal division.
That division is no joke.
They added a bunch of guys on their offensive line in free agency.
Yep. Yep. It'll be interesting to see what the Commanders will do. We'll maybe talk a little bit about that later in the program. But next, the Caps getting ready for the playoffs, but they're kind of limping in. We'll talk to Tarik El-Bashir, covers the team for Monumental Sports, next here on the Junkies.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.